Almost 20 years ago, a group of scientists first reported that a gene related to serotonin, that's a brain chemical increased by drugs that treat depression, could put people at risk for depression when they were exposed to stressful life events. Washington University researcher Rob Culverhaus, the first author on a new study, explains how it was supposed to work.
The idea is that people who had the variant that led to less serotonin were not as resilient to stress, and so they were more likely, when exposed to stress, to ultimately develop depression. And there seemed to be no effect if they weren't exposed to stress.
As other groups of scientists tried to replicate the original findings, many had trouble. So there's been a debate in the field for many years now. Culverhaus, Washington University psychiatrist Laura Beirut, and other researchers wanted to see why it was so difficult to replicate the original findings. So they went back and talked to all of the various groups of scientists who had gathered data.
And asked them to come and participate in the study. So one of the problems with the previous meta-analyses had been that all the little studies used different statistical methods, used different phenotypes. Our goal was to get everyone who had data that we could gather to come participate. We wrote computer code to make sure that everybody coded their data the same way and ran the exact same statistical analyses on all the data.
And Culverhaus says that by using the same statistical methods, they were able to make more of an apples-to-apples comparison. When they did that, Culverhaus says, they couldn't see an effect from the gene.
We did not find evidence supporting that this would be a major effect. But the basic idea is, looking across all the studies, combining the information together. If there's any effect at all, it's going to be pretty small.
Senior author Laura Beirut says this new study represents how science is supposed to work. The original study had looked at a serotonin gene because drugs to treat depression raise serotonin levels in the brain. It was
a very reasonable hypothesis. And this is an example about how science works well. This was a collaborative analysis. And in the end, this became a consensus of where does the data move us. And the data moved us very clearly that we know that stress is related to depression. This gene is not related to depression. And we see no interaction with this gene and stress.
And Culverhaus says combining the data from so many studies conducted over the years allowed the evidence to speak for itself.
Science is not whatever the experts say. Science is whatever the evidence says. And so this is something where the experts have been fighting for quite some time. Ultimately, the question is, what does the evidence tell us?
The new study is published in the journal Molecular Psychiatry. I'm Jim Dryden.